Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we are turning on our Thursday Night Tailgate spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Chris, as we continue to honor the 2018 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year nominees, I figured let's go out to the Midwest, and I wanted to check out who was the Colts representative this year, and it was Jabal Sherrod, their defensive end. And not only is this guy one of the more underrated players in the league, Chris, if you look at his stats, he's really been underrated as a player. I just don't think his name gets out there enough. But obviously, to be nominated like he was, he's doing some incredible things off the field. And just a couple of them, Chris. First of all, he's got his own foundation. And that provides a lot of outreach programs for at-risk youth out in that area of the country. But it's a lot of the other things he does outside of his own foundation which really, really impressed me. Just an example of what he did in 2017 alone, Chris. First of all, he was responsible for getting kids a lot of free dental care. He did a lot of donation and disaster relief collecting for Hurricane Harvey. Did a lot of visiting patients on a daily basis at the Simon Cancer Center out that way. He'll often bring flowers to female breast cancer patients all over the place. And often he'll just get together with local policemen and have coffee, Chris, and just talk about the problems in society in general. And this is a guy, again, originally from Hollywood, Florida. And a great story on NFL.com, Chris. This is how he got into this type of terrific work he does. He was 11 years old in Hollywood, and he was riding his bike with friends, and they saw a fire coming from a house, and a lot of people were just watching it. And 11 years old, this kid went in while others went to call authorities. Sure, actually went in and attempted to break inside, and there was an elderly woman in there, Chris, unconscious, but those boys, just for getting in there and just letting some air in or whatever they did, they received medals for bravery at 11 years old, and that was just the beginning of a life of service for him, and he's just going on to do incredible things, and I can go on and on and on what this guy does, but again, we have to honor this guy because his name doesn't get out there enough, and what he does off the field is just mind-blowing. So I'm proud to honor him. Again, defensive end Jabal Sherrod of the Colts.
Yeah, what a great story, Bob. You know, you talk about, as you were, you know, talking at 11 years old. Good for him for going in and checking out what was going on and perhaps saving a life there. So, yeah, absolutely great stuff there, Bob. Great story. And Bob, with Teron Davenport joining us tonight, I'm going to stick with the Tennessee Titans theme, and I'm going to put my spotlight on some of the Titans alumni players, in particular, Casey Kramer, Ronaldo Hill, Chris Hope, Brad Hopkins, and Chris Sanders, because just before Christmas, they got together, they put on some Santa hats, and they went and visited the new parents and the orthopedic patients at St. Thomas Midtown Hospital there in Nashville. They went in there, they sang Christmas carols, they handed out presents and team memorabilia, and Titans current and former players make it a habit. They go there several times throughout the year to spend time with the patients and sign autographs, take pictures, things of that nature. And then at Christmas time, they throw in the Christmas carols. And the team and the players feel like it's a great way for them to connect with their community. And the players talk about the smiles that they're able to bring to patients and caring for people when they're at their most vulnerable, right? And you think about people there in the hospital. That's a very vulnerable time. And they're in there doing great things to try to bring smiles and have conversations. And the patients all get very excited about having the players around. And, you know, then one of the other great sort of side effects that, you know, that goes along with that, Bob, not only are they there for the patients, but they're also there showing the gratitude to the doctors and the nurses and the staff there as well, for what they're doing. So I just think it's a great thing that the Titans alumni players are doing for everybody there at that hospital. So I want to put my kudos and my spotlight on the Tennessee Titans, you know, both their current players, plus a lot of the alumni players, in this case particular, Casey Kramer, Ronaldo Hill, Chris Hope, Brad Hopkins, and Chris Sanders, for bringing those folks a lot of smiles. So great stuff for them for going there to visit the patients at St. Thomas Midtown Hospital in Nashville, Bob.
That's tremendous, Chris. We've featured Tennessee Titans, the entire organization, in the past. They do an awful lot for charity and other causes like this. So and that's what impresses you and I the most, are these organizations and players that continue to do it. And Tennessee is one of them. So thanks for bringing up that. That's just tremendous stuff.
Yeah, great organization. You're right, Bob. All right, it's time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Tony Collins, Jim Daniels, and Teron Davenport for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, I love spending these 2 hours with you, my friend.
A lot of fun, Chris. I look forward to our shows in March and maybe talking a little baseball as we get closer. So this is an exciting part of the year. You know, we never put football to rest, but again, we can introduce a little baseball stuff. And just I need a little bit of sunshine, Chris. Bring it. You know, bring it.
That's right, indeed. Next week, we will be kicking off the month of March with some good friends. One of our best is Florida A&M head coach Willie Simmons. Always love spending time with Willie. Former Dolphins linebacker Dwight Hollier. It's been a minute since Dwight's been on the show, so looking forward to having him back with us. We'll also be joined by former Bills running back Joe Burns. Our good friend Dr. Steven Novicki, the inventor of shock strips, which help lessen the impact of helmet-to-helmet contact. He's got some great things going on. Looking forward to catching up with Doc. And, of course, Tony Collins, who joins us every single week, will be here as well. I want to remind everyone how you can follow us on social media. First, check us out on Facebook. We got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who some of our upcoming guests are going to be. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean, and we can't thank those guys enough for featuring us front and center, both online and on their mobile app right there in the NFL fan segment. Also, check us out on Twitter. You can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazare, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, we'll talk then. And many thanks go out to our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.